Hello and welcome, this is James Maduke speaking, and you're watching a video, well, actually, hopefully a series of videos about My Small Biz Map. And if you don't have this particular map yet, or you're missing some of the videos, I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping first. The easy way to get to it is to just click this little hyperlink here to go to mysmallbizmap.com, where you can enter your name and email address, and you'll receive a download of this interactive PDF. It's a flash interactive PDF, and what we're going to do today is I'm going to show you how the map works. Now, this map is something that I hope you take the time, energy, and effort to look at. Now, there's a number of reasons for that, and here's the big one. I've been online since 1996, and I've been on earning a full-time income since 2001. It's right now, it's summer of 2010 when I'm doing this particular video. That gives me almost 10 years of experience starting, building, and growing small businesses online. And I've learned a lot, and we've put all of those steps and pieces that we've picked up into this map. And that's exactly what it is. It's an interactive map that allows you to start, build, and grow an online business. Now, if you need a certain amount of money by tomorrow afternoon, you're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme or something where you can, you know, do something where you don't have to do any support or don't have to help anyone, this is not for you. We're not talking about what you traditionally find on some of the long sales pages where the latest and greatest piece is trying to be sold. And that's the interesting thing about all this. We're going to talk a little bit first about how the map works, but then we're going to come back and talk about this My Small Biz Map business model and personal goals. And you notice I've got a key here. Why is it a key? Well, because this is the most important piece of the puzzle. And I want you to think about this for a second. You know, if I just dropped 1,000 puzzle pieces down on a table for you and I said, okay, start building a puzzle, what do you need? Well, you need a picture from the box cover to know what it looks like. You need something to work towards, and that's exactly what this first step is. It's that map as an overview, but more importantly, it shows you a business model that we're going to use, and it shows you how this business model taps into your personal goals. Because whether your goal is a corporate goal or something that's unique to you, you have to understand that you have to be aiming for something. And we've done some really, really unique things in these steps throughout this map. But what I want to do right now is I just want to show you how interactive this. Now, traditionally what happens when you see some of these mind maps, they're static. They might be a PDF, but they're static. It's like you see the pieces, there might be some links in them, but you can't manipulate, open and close different pieces of the map. And that's what I'm going to show you how to do quickly. And again, a little bit of housekeeping. If you don't have this map yet for some reason, the interactive version, or you want the links to all of the email videos, all you need to do is just click right here to open up or download your copy of the map. You're going to need Adobe Acrobat Reader, which is free. We've got some details, of course, for you to install that. You know, Flash, this is a interactive Flash map, and I'll just show you what I mean. Like, for example, right here, let me just go and take a look at setup for a second. And I'm going to, you see there's a little plus over there, I'm going to do a left mouse click on it, and you can see what happens. We've now got something opened up. We've got services, tools, systems, finance, and legal, and each of these, in fact, has some additional pieces. And you can also see that each of these pieces often has links to video courses and or videos that you can use to start building and grow your own business. We've got some additional pieces here, and if you notice, I'm just going to do a click here, we've got notes, and you can actually open up the notes. We've got additional links to resources all available for each of the individual pieces. And you can see that we've got the starting of the steps here. We can open and close the pieces to give ourselves some more room. And in fact, we can even print these out. We can print these out. You can see on the bottom, I've got a little zoom button here that allows me to make it smaller or larger. We've also got a full screen option, okay, to fit the display. And again, you can open up. We can center the map. We've got to focus on a select topic. Here's the print button. And in fact, we've got find text in the map, okay? So this is interactive, and it gives you the opportunity to open and close pieces and not get overwhelmed. So just like your business needs a map or a big picture, which is what we're talking about here in step one, this map allows you to both look at the individual pieces and the 10-step process. And if you haven't already guessed it here, we've got the first one here, making sure you've got a valid business model that works and some personal or corporate goals that you're working towards. But you can see we've got the research setup, start blogging, traffic, list building, email marketing, product creation, money spokes, and conversion strategies. These are all pieces of the puzzle that you're going to have to either do yourself or have someone do for you, but you're going to need to do them in a set process. And you can see we've even got them numbered so that you know, have I got all of my pieces checked off? Have I completed the pieces that I need to have my own successful business online? So here's what I just want to talk about right now, this My Small Biz Map business model and personal goals. You can see we've got some additional resources here, and we've got some additional resources in the notes section, okay? You can go into those and look at those when you have the map. Again, it's a puzzle. It's a big puzzle, and you need to have a big picture. You know, I've talked to so many people that really have no idea what it is they're working for. You know, there's some kind of goal, objective that you have. You need to be able to focus on it and focus on it exclusively. And this is a huge problem for people who are trying to start, build, or grow a business online, especially if they're trying to earn some money. Why is that? Well, I can tell you personally that I may get anywhere from 400 to 1,000 emails a day. Now, I subscribe to a lot of things, but I've got to be very focused on what I read and pay attention to. Why? Because if I were just to look at the emails that I receive on a daily basis, there may be 20 courses or people trying to sell individual products on researching markets like niche marketing. There may be 100 courses being sold on how to set up your business. There may be 10 courses on blogging. There may be 20 courses on traffic and Google rankings. There might be list building courses. You get the picture. You get so many things thrown at you on a daily basis, it's impossible to keep focused and use a system. And this is really what you have to do, is understand that there is a process. You have to find one process that works, like this one. You have to find one process that you're comfortable with that allows you to reach the goals that you're actually trying to attain. Now, I don't want you to work on someone else's goals. I want you to have some personal goals. And we actually include a complete course called Goal Setting and Goal Setting and Objectives. And we have checklists for you. We actually have a complete workbook that you can go through, and which I highly recommend, so that you understand what it is that you're working towards. How are you set up emotionally, financially, and economically to actually apply some of the stuff that you're going to learn? This is all the important part that you need to have set up in your goals. And once you've got some goals, you've got to sit and go, okay, great. What kind of business model or what kind of business do I actually want to have? Yes, I want to have a certain amount of free time. Yes, I want to be able to have a certain amount of monthly income. Yes, I want to have a certain kind of lifestyle. But how am I willing to work a business so that I can achieve those? And that's where we really get into the business model. You have to have a business model that you're comfortable with, something that you know is going to grow over the long term. And in fact, if your goal is to relax, and is it a business model that allows you to step back and remove yourself from the business? This is a huge problem for people who are independent professionals, who are experts, subject matter experts, like authors and speakers. A lot of times they only get paid when they're physically doing some work, whether it be online or offline, but they only get paid when they're doing something. You've got to decide, what kind of business model do I have, or how can I set up my business so that perhaps, yeah, I can use my expertise and get paid for it without having to physically be involved. These are all important aspects of having an online business, and most people skip it. They skip it. They see the guru of the month saying, yeah, this is the way to earn money. It's this kind of launch, or it's that kind of blog, or you have to have a membership site. They give you one piece of the puzzle telling you it's this way or the highway. Not true. You have to have a model or a big strategy that you apply tactics to. And all of these individual pieces here have unique tactics that you can apply that help you move towards what? A business model, a personal or a corporate goal that allows you to fit into the lifestyle that you want. Okay? This is very, very, very important, and I hope you take the time to think about this. Now, if you haven't done that, you know, you can go take a look, click the link here on your map, and you're going to get a chance to watch a little bit more of a video that explains a little bit about goal setting and how it works and where it fits in. But I want you to understand that this main piece right here, that's the one thing that you got to have set in stone before you get started. You know, I recently used our GPS because we had an out-of-town trip. A GPS, a global positioning system, something that is in many automobiles today, that's a wonderful thing. Just think about it. All you do is you put your destination in the GPS, and it takes you the fastest route to where you're going. Now, if you don't know where you're going, you can't use a GPS. None of this other stuff, conversion strategies and web copy and my money spokes and building products and email marketing and list building and how to get traffic and how to build websites and start blogging and how to set up your business so that you can automate things or remove tasks that you're not interested or not capable of doing. All of these things don't matter if you don't have the end target. Think of this as your GPS. You've got to plug it in first before it gives you all of the details on all of the streets that you have to choose, which direction you need to go on them, and more importantly, how long you have to stay on them. So I'll give you an example. If you're pointing north and your destination is to the west, I don't care how hard or how fast you travel, you're never going to end up where you're going. You're pointing in the wrong direction, you don't have a valid target, and the tactics and the strategies that you're using, they don't match. So take the time, please, write down some goals, follow the steps in the 60-page goal setting book, use the checklist, take the time now to really understand what it is you want, but more importantly, what it is you're willing to give up in order to get it. Because I'm telling you, it's going to take some time, energy, and effort. It's hard work to get what you want. You know, money isn't hanging off trees for you. It's available, but you've got to make sure that you cultivate the area that you're working at and set yourself up in an environment that allows you to pick the money that you deserve for starting and building the growing the business that you want. Okay, this is James Maduke speaking. I hope you enjoyed this map. Remember, if you have troubles with this map at all, it's probably because you don't have the latest version of Adobe Reader, which I've included a link here, but I've also included a link in My Small Biz Map in the email that you received, and that's exactly what you want to do. Is if you're seeing this video, just click here, My Small Biz Map, download your PDF map, make sure you have the latest version of Adobe Acrobat Reader. It's free, 9.3, and this will allow you exactly to start opening up all of the different pieces of this map and starting to build on and use all of the things that are important in your own small business online. And you can see, just give you an example, some of the things that we've done here. We've got a lot of great information. It's all here for you, and you're going to learn more about it. Look at that. This map is absolutely jam-packed with great stuff for you. Okay, so we've got all this information for you in a step-by-step format. It allows you to do what? Start, build, and grow your own business, earn the money that you deserve online, but it's all available to you here to open and close, to print out, and to find. Okay, this is James Maduke speaking. I hope you enjoyed the My Small Biz Marketing Map, and it is a marketing map for your small business that I want you to start, build, and grow online. Take care and expect the best.